The show is now open. Doors open.
I like a home show that starts with the Star Spangled Banner.
That is cool.
That was nice.
Every day at 10 o'clock, just before they let they open the door.
That was nice. I like that.
To attendees, they have the Star Spangled Banner. That is very...
With callers
never
on,
gets old.
With callers on hold here at Rosie on the House, let's get to them and let you know we have one open line. If you'd like to get in with any question about your home improvement project, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.
We'll start with Howard, who wants to talk about a room addition and how to properly insulate it. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, very well, Howard. How can we help?
Good. First-time caller. This is a great show. You guys do good work.
Thank you, sir.
We're putting an addition on our house, and it's going to be stucco on the outside, and we're looking to put R38 unfaced insulation in the rafters and in the walls, and I was just wondering if that was an appropriate type of insulation in Arizona.
Yeah, Howard.
Scottsdale.
Yeah, you know what, Howard, it's perfect. Whatever builder you're dealing with knows his stuff. He's not over-insulating you. A lot of times contractors will have you waste money on more insulation than you need. And R38 in the attic in Arizona below the mogollon rim is all you ever need. We want to make sure the attic is ventilated well. We want to make sure it's not power ventilated, but only passively ventilated. And on the exterior walls, are y'all using a 2x4 or a 2x6?
I'm sorry, you broke up. But on the exterior walls?
Yeah, are y'all framing it with a 2x4 or a 2x6?
2x6, I believe.
Yeah. So you'll have R19 plus the 1 inch of rigid foam on the outside is going to give you about another R6. So your exterior walls will be right at about R25, 26. You're in good shape. All of that is exactly in line with what I would recommend. You're in good shape.
That's great.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Okay, you betcha. Now, one thing you might want to do to check with your contractor is on the exterior receptacles that are facing the inside of the room or the outside receptacles that are facing through the stucco, make sure you take a little can of foam and seal up around each one of those junction boxes. That makes a big difference in the true integrity and the validity of the insulation of your outside walls. Most guys are doing that now anyway, but it's worth double checking.
We appreciate the call. Thank you for the kind words on the program. Dave wants to talk windows. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Well, first, if I may, I think I have a solution for that ID theft cleanup.
Okay.
Do you listen to Dave Ramsey ever?
I do not generally listen to radio in the evening.
Okay. He's on midday in Tucson.
He's
on live during the midday.
Yeah.
But he has a sponsor. I won't give the name. If people want to find out, they can look it up, who provides a service. You pay less than $7 a month. And if you ever have your ID stolen, you notify them. They assign a caseworker to you, and they clean everything up for you.
Well, I'm not familiar with who Mr. Ramsey's sponsor is, but I can tell you this. My wife and I signed up with LifeLock about 5 or 6 years ago, and I would never live without it.
Yeah. Well, I have this, and I'm not afraid to use my debit card anywhere. But
okay,
Let's get on to my question.
Okay, very good.
My friend who does nothing with the house and leaves it to his lovely wife.
Okay.
They're looking at new windows.
Okay.
And she said some guy came down the street wandering from house to house and is telling her that if they allow them to install these windows, she'll get a 30% discount because it will be the show home for that neighborhood. Now, these are vinyl windows, triple pane. She's checked them out with the BBB. They're okay. Angie's List, okay. But I told her, some guy coming down the street, run.
Yeah, Dave, that's good advice. And you've mentioned a couple referral networks there, and I'll tell you, none of those have near the filtering capacity that we do at Rosie on the House. anyone coming down and trying to sell you something you're not actively shopping for with a 30% discount. For one, any regular listener of the show knows I'm not a big fan of vinyl windows. Number two, you don't need to buy triple insulated glass in Arizona. Triple insulated glass is for the extreme cold environment. The only time you would ever triple insulate a window in Arizona is if you live underneath Davis-Monthan Air Force Base or a very...
You need the noise insulation.
It's an acoustic insulation. You'll never, ever get your money back from triple insulating a window. I would tell your friend to run away from this particular vendor as fast as they could. I don't like their sales and marketing tactics. I don't like the product they're using. It's not right for Arizona.
If it even was a salesman, that could have been his cover while he was casing the neighborhood.
It very well could have been. It very well could have been. So, Dave, we appreciate you watching out for your friends and your neighbors. It's what we're trying to do here at Rosie on House. Please, let's not support people that use these kind of marketing tactics to get in to our neighborhoods that just isn't right.
Well, and then
there's so much wrong with
it. If it was legitimate and you're going to be the showcase house, do you really want some company giving a bunch of people your address to go drive by and look at?
Yeah, I just there's nothing about it that I like.
No.
Door-to-door salespeople on products you're not even actively shopping for, bad, bad, bad.
Grab your copy of the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic, where Rosie teaches homeowners how to tackle every do-it-yourself project under the roof.